I tell you what, sir. If you let me have the recipe and the exclusive rights to Crackpot Whistling Sweets, I will give you £1,000 and an additional 10 pence on every 1,000 sold.
Just an additional 10 pence?
Commander Pot, I can guarantee we'll sell at least 5 million of Crackpot Whistling Sweets. Can you imagine how many 10 pences that will be?
Then, my dear sir, we have a deal.
Hooray!
Yay!
We'll shake hands on it, sir.
Oh.
And you, children, here, take these samples of all the sweets we make at the Scrumptious Factory.
Thank you, Lord Scrumptious. Oh, Jemima, look at all these. Sherbets and humbugs and licorice and...
And as for you, Commander Pot, here, sir, is a check for £1,000. Excellent. Excellent. And may I ask, what do you plan to do with all this money?
We're going to buy a car.
Now, I don't know if you've got it into your head yet, but the Pott family wasn't a very conventional family. So when it came to buying a car, they were all determined that it shouldn't be just any car, but something a bit different from anybody else's. Well, they hunted all that afternoon and all the next day. And then, at the end of the second day, they came to a broken-down little garage run by a once-famous racing driver.
Oh, Jeremy, we'll never find anything here. There's just scrap everywhere.
Ah, there you both are. Come along. I've been talking to the garage man. Good sort. Excellent chap. And he's promised to show us something rather exciting. Come with me to the back of the shed.
There's nothing there, Dad.
No. Look, there is. There's something hiding under that tarpaulin.
I'll keep her here out of the cold. And you'll understand, she's not looking her best right now. Just give us a hand with this tarpaulin, if you would, Commander Pot.
Right.
Let's start rolling it back together. Well, there she is. His car once knew every racing track in Europe. She's still wearing England's racing green, as you can see. She is a 12-cylinder, 8-litre supercharged Paragon Panther. They only made one of them, then the firm went broke. This is the only one in the world. I'm afraid she's due for the scrap heap.
You can't let that happen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sonny. I just can't afford to go on giving her living space. It is a shame, isn't it?
Mind if I look her over?
You go ahead. She'd appreciate a last look over by someone like you, who knows what real quality used to be.
I held myself utterly still as Commander Pot looked under my bonnet and Jeremy and Jemima prodded my soft leather upholstery.
What's that noise?
Just moths. Nothing to be scared of. And look, Jemima, there are beetles scuttling about too.
Poor car. This must have once been the most beautiful car in the world. And now look.
Do you think, if the engine's all right, and...
if we all set too...
do you think we could put her back as she used to be, and save her from that awful scrap heap?
Oh, yes, and we'd have a real jewel of a car. Dad, please?
All right, then. We'll buy her. We'll all love her and make her as good as new.
Oh, yes!
I thought to myself, you're never going to regret this, Commander Pot, and Jeremy Pot, and Jemima Pot. I am going to give you the time of your lives. For 3 whole months, Commander Pot worked and worked, secretly, in his workshop. And I suffered gloom and impatience, and frenzy and delight, and impatience again, until Commander Pot and I both became happier and more excited. And then at last, I was ready.
Now, shut your eyes tight, both of you. And now just wait while I turn on the lights. I want you to see her in all her glory.
Oh, wow!
Just look at her. Look at her fresh green paint and the sparkle of her chromium.
She's the most beautiful car in the world.
Dad, can I have a go on her horn?
No, not just yet.
But why don't you both get in and have a sit in her? I'll see if I can take her out for a test drive. All right. All right, settle down now, children.